B-Pod Studios.
We have been playing Crazy Town now for about a year. People love Crazy Town.
Heavy rotation credits. That's what they call them, power.
Right.
P1.
People love Crazy Town. All right, so John, I am back in studio today, which I don't mind. I don't mind being back in studio, but there was a tremendous amount of pressure put on me through my agent to come back into the studio to the point where they made me take a vacation week because I was in Tennessee because they said I had to, whatever you call it, quarantine myself when I came back.
But I still remain confused about that decision, but okay.
I don't understand the vacation day either, because you're now because I know Maz and Rich have reasons that they're not in, but the midday show is not here.
No, it's just been Hardy. So, Hardy has been in studio, and the other two have been out. So, except with the exception of that one day where Zoe sat in your chair.
Because why?
I think he had a business, a sponsor offered him a boat to go out on the water after the show was over, and they left from Quincy, so he came in. I think that was the reason that he was here that day.
Yeah, he had a boat ride that he had to get to, so he came in that day.
It sucks driving all the way in from Wrentham. I understand that. That would be hard.
I don't know, but for some reason, I've been told that this has been of the utmost importance that I am in studio, which I actually prefer, but the midday show doesn't have to come into studio.
Maybe it changes today. Now that you're here, maybe this is the policy. That this is the first day where things are uniform.
I don't know what's there's a lot of stuff going around here. I don't know what's going on.
That does seem to be a bit odd. Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I don't quite know what's going on. I mean, I'll tell you that they were busting my balls to come back in April. That they, you know, were very concerned about when I was coming back. And then when I said I was going to Tennessee, they got upset because I would have to quarantine. But then it turns out during this quarantine that Bertrand and Zolak aren't here.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take the vacation day, and vacation week, and I still don't know why.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, we're not entirely sure on this end either.
Yeah, I don't know how that math works. And your agent explained it how?
I don't even remember anymore. That, like, there was a week that my father and my son's birthday, they're like 2 days apart, and it was that week. And so I asked if I could stay an extra week, but they made me take a vacation week because I would have to come back and self-quarantine. And to that I would say, you know what, I'm going to ask for those days back. Because it's ridiculous. Why did I have to take vacation days when there's people still not broadcasting from the station?
Well, the only reason I would see that the math would work is if they definitely wanted you back today. If you needed to be back today, but you had to stay that extra week down there, they would just, because their whole math would be you need to be home for 2 weeks. So if it doesn't fit that timing, then you're going to have to take that week off as one for vacation.
But I could have done the show from there. As everyone else is doing. What the hell does it matter if I'm in Tennessee? I mean, if I'm in Tennessee or if I'm in Newton, what the hell is the difference?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. They were insistent that I come in. Which, again, I mean, it's fine. But, I mean, they were insistent that I come in. And I would be fine with that if, you know, at least Zoe or Bertrand was on the air in here. You know, you don't want three people in studio, then pick one and make them come in. Why me?
I don't have an answer for you.
Did they tell you why they specifically wanted you back?
No.
Okay. Because maybe there's a reason there. Because that's the only thing I can think of, is that specifically they wanted you back for a reason. And I don't know why that would be. Maybe it's because each show has at least one of the hosts. Well, you're right. I mean, the midday show doesn't.
Well, John's in here.
Maybe John complained. We can blame this.
Beginning of my fourth week in here.
Turn this around to John and be like, well, he was complaining that he was the only one here.
I know. Right.
He was like, I miss Fred. Will you please bring him back?
He was like, Dr. Demento never took a day off.
That's right. Every Sunday night, man. There he was.
He was there every Sunday night playing the wackiest hits that anyone's got.
Have they installed the partitions yet? Because I saw a guy. There's a dude on the news this morning who, you know, today is the beginning of phase 2.2, where you can go inside of restaurants and there's like tattoo parlors, massage parlors, and
getting the back wax this week.
And getting a massage. It's all weird. I got my hair cut on Saturday. It was a you walk in there and you're looking around and it's like really weird. It takes some adjusting to get used to again.
I flew. Anything other than flying is going to be fine. I'm not weirded out.
That's a good point.
But they can, yeah, I'm getting my back waxed. Then I'm getting a massage. My back's been acting up. Changing the swing. You know what I'm saying? I'm changing the swing.
That could go one of two ways, Fred.
And it's hurting my back.
Yeah.
Daddy's back hurts.
There's this dude on the news who's the partition king. Like, he's, like, been working nonstop for the past month and a half just installing plastic partitions in places. Like, whether it be a to-go restaurant where they put it at a window so people can speak through the little hole there so you don't get the coronavirus, whether it's at a grocery store. But, you know, now with restaurants opening, the way that the rules are inside is that the tables either have to be 6 feet apart, or if your restaurant is smaller, you can have a partition between it. So this guy was like, I haven't stopped working since like the middle of April. I've been working nonstop. And his job is just to go in and put giant plastic partitions between booths at restaurants and counters at different businesses. And they have been, with a ton of people not having work, that guy has been just crushing it this year.
Yeah, there's a restaurant in Newport that the last three times that I've had anything to do with it, I ended up screaming at the manager and us two screaming at each other. And I didn't even sit down this time.
Huh.
The last three times I've ended up in a screaming match with him. He's the biggest prick in the world. Like, my mask, I had come out of my pocket. So, like, I didn't have my mask. And he's like, you can't come here, Governor's Order. And I'm like, okay, I wasn't even in the restaurant. I'm like, I know. I go, can you sit outside? And he goes, hey, you want to sit outside? And I'm like, I go, screw you, prick. And he goes, oh, there's a table right here. And it was a table next to where they like had bungeed the door open.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to sit there. And he started screaming. He goes, sit down here. And I go, I'm not going to give you my money, you MRF-er a-hole. And so that's the third time in a row that I've gotten into a verbal altercation with the manager of this restaurant. He's the biggest.
Do you keep going back?
That was going to be my question. Why the hell would you go back the third time?
They must have really good food.
No, but it was open. Like we were going to go somewhere else, but it had closed, and so this place was open, and it was right next door.
Okay.
And I thought I didn't know the guy. I always forget like that the guy's around.
Okay.
But holy cow, is he a prick? So yeah, just I've screamed obscenities at him every time that I've.
Does he have your picture on the wall, like behind the door or something?
He didn't know who I was.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't know.
Doesn't remember you from the last time he yelled at him.
Well, no, I think if you go back there often enough, that picture will happen.
No,
eventually.
I think I am. I don't think I'm the only one. He's got an.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's truly a prick. Like a massive prick. It's the only guy I've ever yelled and sworn at a restaurant in my entire life, including when I worked at him. So, I mean, he is a colossal prick.
Are you going to go back?
No, not now. I won't give him my money.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
No, I won't.
Third time's the charm.
That's right. Three strikes, you're out. You know, one's on me, the rest are on you. Even Stephanie agreed this was...
even Stephanie. Like, she wouldn't rush to your defense. She had to wait to get all the data in before she... maybe you're right, Fred.
Yes. Hey. Yes, that is exactly what happened. All right, Jeff Howe is going to join us. He of The Athletic. Oh, that's at 8:20. All right, well, I don't know what we're going to do next, but it's going to be something going on, something big. We'll be right back. Roger and Rabish. 98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Now, what's going on with young sickly Nicholas, who was covered in his own feces?
Oh,
he went to the strip club.
Yeah, Nick went to attempt to get audio over the weekend.
Yes, so, Nick, if you could hop on the mic.
He's coming.
He's taking his time. That Harding. He can't. I mean,
he's on his way.
Yeah, he's struggling. It's never taken someone so long.
He's not used to moving that quickly lately, guys. So.
And now he's adjusting his headphones.
Well,
he's finding a chair because, Lord knows, to stand for 5 minutes would be unheard of for young Nicholas.
So we had read a story last week about it was in Boston Globe, one of the strip clubs down in Rhode Island. It was about how hard it was for them to try to exist in a world where you had to be outdoors, and Fantasies, the owner of, I think Fantasies was the name of the strip club, was saying that only one dancer showed up for outdoor stripping. And she said that it was something that he couldn't sustain. And I guess that the tables they have to set up in the parking lot a makeshift outdoor strip club. We had listeners who had driven by, and you could see the inside, what was going on in the parking lot. So there was like no shame there. And I was like, all right, this is something that I need to know what happens here. I need to know what this looks like. Just how much can you see from the road? What kind of people show up during the day to an outdoor strip club in a parking lot in Rhode Island? And so we sent Nick down there, and Nick kind of kept me a little bit updated what was going on this weekend. Nick, what did you find?
The club that you mentioned, everything was packed up. Nothing was set up at all.
So they like did it for a day. It was depressing, and then they stopped doing it.
Yeah, I think that was the situation, unfortunately.
Now, if it's in Rhode Island, why couldn't they have it inside?
I don't know. According to the article that was in the Boston Globe last week, they had to move everything outdoors. And also, I think it's because they're not a restaurant. They're a nightclub. So I think that's the difference. Like, if you are you could open if you were a bar, but it would like a beer garden, but you had to have food served outside. Now, that's once again the Massachusetts rules, but I believe that
you can eat inside. So,
inside's one thing, but a nightclub is different.
No, but they serve food at strip clubs. Very rare will you find a strip club that does not serve food. So, you're saying there was nothing outside. Did you investigate the inside?
No. They weren't even open.
Really?
No cars were in the parking lot. Employees or anything like that.
Now, what time did you go?
I went at so they open at noon. That's what it said on the internet. I showed up there and I hung around for a little bit and nobody was there.
At noon?
At noon. Yeah.
Okay. Did you call them?
I called. Nobody answered. I went to three other strip joints and they were all the same thing.
They decided not to have the outdoor strippers?
Right. Yeah. They all had outdoor space, but they weren't, you know, set up or anything like that.
So. And this was on a Saturday? This was Saturday you did this?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's weird because this past week we had listeners sending us pictures of them. I guarantee you what probably happened.
Is that Nick didn't go?
No, he went. When Nick tells me he does something, he does something. He doesn't lie. Nick is an honest guy.
Okay.
but I mean, maybe the, you know, call ahead pregame research might not have been up to standard. Maybe he found out they're opening at 4 instead of noon, but that might be different.
Right. Well, I did call, but
yeah, but they didn't
answer.
Okay, at any of the four clubs.
So you went down, went at noon, and then you just you cruised on back?
I visited each one, took photos, took some notes, all sent them, I sent them to Rich.
Okay, you never thought they might open later?
Maybe, probably. I was thinking of coming, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
It looked like nothing was set up. They looked like they weren't ready to open up.
Okay.
And they looked like they've been closed, you know, for a very long time.
Can you tell the length of time some things have been closed?
Oh, I don't know. You know, they just look like they haven't been open recently. You know what I mean?
No.
All right. Okay.
How do you know if something hasn't been open for a long time?
There was, no chairs. Literally, there was no chairs at one place. One place had chairs and stuff set up, like, but it wasn't used or anything like that. Well, nothing was set up to, you know, be open that night, you know? No, you don't.
Well, you know, at night at restaurants, you put the table, you put the chairs on the tables, and then the next morning, the morning crew takes the chairs off the tables.
Right.
So maybe they had it set up, but they were going to, when they before they opened, they were going to go and put the chairs all over.
Oh, okay. Maybe
they might have moved everything indoors so the stuff didn't get stolen when they were closed.
That's another option.
That moved them back outside so things wouldn't get stolen. You know, that could have been another case. I'm not sure. Listen, one of two things happened. Either you like got there and they hadn't opened for, they're not going to open for another 4 hours, or according to the article, there could have been a good chance that after a couple of days of only one girl showing up willing to dance naked in a parking lot, they just said, screw it, it's not worth it. And I'm not quite sure which one it is, but if anybody either drove by or went to one of these clubs this weekend, I'd love to hear from you. 617-779-0985. This is one of the more fascinating stories that's come out of this, the coronavirus, is outdoor strip clubs in Rhode Island and how they function and how depressing it all sounds and whether or not people are actually going, because it doesn't sound like employees are. It sounds like they're just calling in sick and not even, because you can't side dance, which is the technical term for lap dance. So how much are you really getting paid?
I thought they were side dancing because they can't lap dance.
No. Side dance means lap dance. And so that's their term for lap dancing. And you're not allowed to do that because of the restrictions that are on them right now.
Okay.
Now, there are certain clubs in other states where everything is normal except everyone's wearing a mask. So, you know, dance clubs with a mask. And there was one place in, oh gosh, where was it? Wisconsin, a strip club that has been traced to be like this, like super spreader, where I guess you get, like, people contact traced back to this place. It's something crazy, like 700 people can all trace kind of back to this one strip club in Wisconsin, all getting the coronavirus.
Now, Nick, are you very worried about the coronavirus since you are so sickly?
No, I'm not. Personally, for me, no. With my family, yeah, sure. My sister got it.
Yeah.
Down in New York.
Did she wake up amongst her own feces?
I don't know.
Because that seems to be a Jamelli trait.
It seems like...
She didn't wake up like you did?
All of them?
All of them?
All of them? Like,
are we known bed crappers?
I mean, I only know you. I mean, it looks like your father's probably crapped a bed.
It's not like we sit around on Thanksgiving dinner talking about how we crapped ourselves in our beds.
Well, you are known to wake up in a pile of your own feces.
Yes, I was very close to death, as you say, every time.
Yeah. Nicholas was very close to death, and the woman who's now his fiance,
that's right,
walked in, and while he was covered in his own feces.
So all of them have this problem.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Apparently, that's the big revelation of the morning.
Now, did your
sister Jamelli trait?
Did your sister get sick when she had the COVID?
Yeah, she had all the symptoms. It started with you know, losing her taste and smell, and then a few days later, she couldn't breathe that well, and. You know, then she finally got over it and then, you know, donated her plasma.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
Was she hospitalized? You said she had a hard time breathing. Okay.
No.
Right.
Right.
And so you...
But I don't know if she crapped the bed or not.
Okay.
I'll ask her, though. I'll shoot her a text.
Because it is a Jamelli trait.
A trait I wasn't familiar with at all. Okay, I thought it was just an end with me.
I think it's just good detective work by Sherlock Holmes over there.
Yeah.
He's kind of deduced. He's kind of taken the evidence presented to him and kind of extrapolated out. And I think we have a conclusion here.
I mean, so your family is four people, essentially, correct?
Yes.
So if one out of the four, and then I'm throwing your dad in there because he's obviously trapped himself at some point.
Hey, half is a pretty good sample size.
Yeah, I mean, who's to say? I mean, if I'm in Vegas and you give me 50% odds, I'm taking it.
Right, right.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, 50-50. I don't know. Again, I have not talked to my dad about, you know, going number two in beds or recliners or something like that.
Well, you might want to get on that.
I should shoot him a text, too.
Yeah, you should shoot him a text and say that. He listens to the show, right?
He's on Twitch right now.
Oh, here you go.
He is? Yeah. Here you go. All right. Well, maybe he can tell you. I mean, obviously he's bet and lost before. I mean, that's just a natural situation. You know, Nicholas woke up in his own crap one time.
I've heard that. Yes,
he did. Yeah, and he's marrying the woman who found him in his crap.
It was 2 years ago.
If she didn't find you in your crap and stay with you, would you have gotten engaged?
Oh, that's a loaded question right there.
That's dangerous. Is part of the reason that you want to marry her is because she saved your life?
Well, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her.
Okay, say someone else saved your life. Would you still be marrying her?
I don't know. It's a different situation.
Oh, like, Nick. Oh, Nick. So Nick, you're saying Nick, that because that you felt... hang on. So you felt some sort of responsibility to marry her.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. No. No.
But if, like, say your sister found you sick in your own feces, would you still have married your girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean...
Now we're climbing back to respectability. The first chance you swung and missed big, but that was good right there.
Okay.
That was good.
Well, I'm sorry.
Do you feel like you're obligated to get married to her?
No, of course not. I don't feel obligated.
Because you post a lot of pictures of her on social media.
Yeah, last week. It was her birthday.
Yeah, but that usually speaks to trouble in paradise.
That is true. Yes.
Yes.
But that is not the case.
For your anniversary, will you relive... when she found you?
Honey, I'm going to go in the bedroom. I need a couple of minutes.
Like us together or May 19th when it happened?
No, you have like to reenact the finding.
Oh,
is
yes,
what he's
yes.
saying every year.
It'll be a very nice like role-playing situation.
Exactly. Yeah,
like you have her hit you over the head with like a hammer. And then you release your bowels, and then she comes and recognizes
you. I'll be with you in a moment.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk to her about it, see if she's up for it.
I mean, it obviously sparked some sort of romance.
Yeah. It sure did.
I mean, things have gotten a lot more serious since she found you drenched in your own poo.
Yes.
Well, listen, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
It really does.
You know, some people, you know, they run into each other at the top of the, you know, the Empire State Building, and they agree to meet.
Yes.
A year later on the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people that are covered in their own feces.
We just got to make a song about the Nick Jamelli love story. She found me in my own poo.
All right, Nick, it's good seeing you.
It's good seeing you.
Water poo. Brown water is flowing from.
Okay, maybe we cut it off there.
All right, here's
a little descriptive.
Yeah, here are the headlines.
Thatcher and Rich.
Five Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Real quick. I don't know why. Just have this image that's stuck in my head of something that I saw yesterday. So I went to the beach, and so a couple of groups over from ours, there was this group of guys and a couple girls that were hanging out. And one of the guys who was with this crew, they're probably like all in their... You know, it's like college age, maybe a little bit older. But amongst this group of guys was a dude that was built like an action figure. I mean, he was just a giant. I mean, his stomach was about half the size of his shoulders, and it just went straight out like this. And he was wearing not Oakley Blades, but what's like the... what's like the 2020 version of Oakley Blades? I don't know what
Maui
they're called.
Gyms?
No, they're not Maui Gyms because they're big. You know, they're not exactly the Macho Man Randy Savage, but it's like a little sleeker than that. But they basically deliver the same message, and that's I'm here to party. And so at one point, all of this group of like friends are all hanging out, and I'm noticing, despite this guy being like this massive presence, he's not really talking to anybody. He's kind of on the outs of whatever conversation's going on. And so they were playing this music, and I think it was, I don't know, something like Pitbull or whatever. And at one point, he just starts like dancing on his own on the beach. And I'm sitting there just watching all of this as everything kind of progresses. And all of his friends are like talking, and he starts dancing. And then out of nowhere, he just drops down to the ground and starts doing push-ups.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to keep that physique, I mean, when you get all riled up, I mean,
he went from like dance to push-ups, and I think he was expecting everyone to turn around and looks like, whoa, this dude's totally rocking these push-ups, but everyone was ignoring him as he was doing push-ups, and he got back up and grabbed his beer, just started kind of dancing to himself. But mind you, he still had his Oakley Blade 2020 versions on as he was doing his push-ups, and they just started dancing a little bit. And then he goes back down and does them with one arm about 5 minutes later, and no one's paying attention to this guy. And I don't know what, but I don't know why that image is stuck in my head, but I can't think of a lonelier person on the planet than the dude that has worked his entire life to get totally jacked to get noticed. And when nobody did, he tried to do push-ups in order to get some sort of audience or approval. And even then, nobody even cared. I should have tear for that gentleman.
Well, I don't know if he was. I mean, you're assuming he was doing it for attention. Maybe he just, you know, it was time to get the pump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he was doing them on the sand, one-arm push-ups?
On the sand, which that's got to be tough, dude, and nobody cared.
I don't know. Maybe they were too afraid to meet his eye.
That's right. He would conquer them immediately.
He was showing that he had what it takes. I mean, you're not going to get that vascular. You're not going to get that bump unless you're, you're doing it quite a bit.
The other thing is I was this weekend, my wife had said something with a couple friends of ours, and it was one of these Zoom things where we're all talking on Zoom. It was us and like three other couples. So it was eight of us total. And as we were talking, I heard this loud-ass noise in the background at one of the people's place, and I was like, what the hell was that? And he goes, oh, this has been a constant thing for the last 3 weeks. People are setting off fireworks constantly outside. And he goes, Tuesday night, Thursday night, weekend, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's become unbelievably annoying. Goes, I don't know why every other year they seem to wait till the 4th of July. And I read an article this morning that everywhere, for some reason, there's two people who are doing really good business right now. The partition guys who put partitions in restaurants and plastic partitions. And those fireworks salesmen at the border of New Hampshire have to be absolutely making it rain.
My neighborhood, too, over the weekend. I thought it was just my neighborhood. No, my neighborhood. Fireworks constantly Saturday and Sunday in the evening.
You're so lucky.
Do you know who's doing it? Like, do you know like who
no.
in your neighborhood it is?
No.
Rascals.
Okay.
So, Rich, well, you want to hear something real quick? Because it's going crazy in Boston, too. But they arrested some guys or confiscated a whole U-Haul truck worth over the weekend. So from June 1st to June 7th of last year, of 2019, the city of Boston received 22 calls regarding fireworks. From June 1st to June 7th this year, they received 1,445 calls.
Who the hell's calling the police about fireworks?
Everybody. Well, I mean, everybody's calling the police about fireworks, Fred. I guarantee you it's crazy how many people are setting them off at night in their neighborhoods.
And it's
not just firecrackers, but tubes.
Oh, yeah. I know all about it, baby. My parents live in Tennessee. I mean, in Tennessee, you can buy like legit fireworks, like the ones that they use like at real fireworks displays.
Oh, yeah.
Like those boxes, those like bricks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that are like 3 feet by 3 feet. Yeah.
They've got one that's like the top of it's the size of like a basketball. It's just got a big open hole, and it's called like nuclear assault. and it's one of those that is like a, you know, $150 like single shot firework. And you're right. Right in Tennessee, you can get those. I think New Hampshire, you can get the same things over, like, you know, one of the places right across the border. But why is it this year more than any other? Maybe it's just the boredom, the lack of things to do. Being stuck inside is just let's blow stuff up. But there's the reason that you're getting so many 911 calls, Fred. And I'm with you. I don't know if I'd ever call 911. But according to, like, these articles I've been reading, it's the same, like, every night people are doing it. And it's not like the fourth of July. It's like on a random Tuesday and then the next night on a Wednesday. And it just continues over and over again, which, once again, I loved fireworks. And I was never the king of the neighborhood. There was always, like, a dude with a mustache who lived down the street. He was the guy who showed up with, like, the $1,000 worth of fireworks on the 4th of July. But we never had it, like, in a random June week, people launching them off every night. Like, that seems to be fairly gratuitous.
Well, I mean, you're missing out. I mean, instead of calling the police, you just go and get, look at the bottle rockets flying all
get
around.
Get a show for free.
So, Rich, I know you're not around, but driving in, maybe you saw it, Fred, today, but all of the digital billboards that are on the highways for the past, you know, for months, it's been, if you travel to Massachusetts, please quarantine for 14 days. I drive it in this morning. It says, reminder, fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts.
I saw that.
Literally, all of the blinking billboards, it says fireworks. So anyone driving out this morning on the highways, it says fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts.
Yeah, which is how I want my government money spent.
Somebody said in Worcester they have an 800 number to report just fireworks. They said,
It's called the ignore number.
How many Karens are calling that thing? Like, that's got to be just loaded with it. I would never call 911 on fireworks. Now, it might piss me off, and I might go outside to see who is doing it. But, like, I don't think I would ever call 911 on fireworks. Although, you know what? If I had a baby and it was every night, that might there's nothing worse than when you have, like, a newborn baby and his sleep schedule gets effed up. For some reason, you just get this rage, like an absolute rage. There was this a-hole with a motorcycle. He used to, like, at a stoplight right in front of our place, used to just rev it up. Rah, rah, rah. And he used to wake up my kid, and that would piss me off to no end. So I can imagine being that angry. But other than that, I can't imagine that's got to be something we need to get the tapes for. We need to get the 911 or the 800 numbers for that.
I keep telling you, Nick, it's time to do Brookline 911 again. Has he gone out there?
He has been in contact, yes. He has been in contact.
Okay.
That he has.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing that. All right. We will be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15 minutes.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and every time I see the name Ja Rule, I get excited because I can't think of the song that he sang.
He had like 4 or 5 pretty big hits,
and I can't remember any of them.
To all my babies who be living it up, I said, "What do I do?" To all my babies who be living it up, I said, "That's the edit version." And then there was the "I'm Real" with Jennifer Lopez, which was a very big hit.
What's the one from Rush Hour?
You playing an answer in the phones there, Slick Rick?
The one from Rush Hour.
Didn't you have one from Rush in Rush Hour?
See, Jay-Z had one in Rush Hour.
Maybe that's my
Can
fault
I get then. A woo woo?
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking.
Isn't
of.
The J-Lo song a J-Lo song, though?
It's J Rule with Ja Rule, but you're right. I mean, that's, let me think. He had like 3 or 4 pretty big songs.
I don't remember.
I just remember that they did a Cribs where they made mayonnaise.
Put It On Me was one that was, that's the one off the Rush Hour soundtrack I think you're talking about. Hang on, I'm trying to. Oh, Living It Up was the other one. Mesmerize.
All right.
With Ashanti. I'm trying to go through here. But, yeah, but he's one of those guys that you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot he had that. Oh, yeah, I forgot I had that. But for a while, he even had, like, an acting career going. So he was in the first Fast and the Furious movie, believe it or not. And the rumor is that he said no to the second one.
What?
Do you know how easy Ludacris's life has been from being in those movies? Like, he didn't have to make another song. Ludacris just every 2 years will show up in a Fast and the Furious movie, get a decent paycheck for it, and, you know, be in 20 minutes of the film, and he's all set. You know, he's doing okay. Ja Rule could have had – that's almost like being a member of the Marvel Universe. If you're in one of those – if you're a star of one of those Fast and the Furious movies, because you're working forever. I mean, they make spinoffs with your characters and stuff. All Ja Rule had to do was just go, yeah, sure, I'll be in the next one. And I guess that he priced himself out or something along those lines. But if you're wondering whatever happened to Ja Rule, you're not alone. There's a lot of people who are thinking that as well. But we know, other than, of course, the Fyre Festival, which he got involved in and somehow was able to squeak out of that without any kind of getting any kind of jail time. I think he ended up being the victim or painted as the victim in all of this, and that the goofy white guy was the one who ended up getting most of the jail time. But if you want to know how he's making money now, here is a commercial that you can find in Los Angeles only, because this Euro shop is only in Los Angeles. Let's let the commercial roll.
It make you want to slap your mama. Pop Cristo's got the best motherfucking gyros.
Okay, I already can't understand what's going on.
Okay, he's just jumping in front of a gyro shop, or he just calls them gyros. He's jumping around saying, man, it makes you want to slap your mom.
Okay, because I missed everything else after that. So he's saying, so it's a commercial for gyros, but he's saying gyros to throw everyone off the scent.
Yes.
Okay, I understand. This makes a lot of sense.
It make you want to slap your mama. Pop Cristo's got the best motherfucking gyros you ever ate in your life. So good that when it thinks of you got to have Peters, Pop Cristo Peters. They got everything. I'm going to just give you a rundown of some of my favorites.
Did they just shoot him full of amphetamine and then just say start running around? I mean, he is a house of fire. I'm not positive that, this is making me want to go out and get a gyro, but I'll tell you, I love his enthusiasm. You got to have the pita. I mean, you got to have the pita.
They got tzatziki. Octopi tequila. Whatever, but it's good.
What?
Did he say octopus?
Yeah, he's like octomom,
okay.
Octopussy, the movie from James Bond.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a lot to say. Having a lot of trouble discerning any of it. Now, is he in front of the gyro shop?
It's like one of those really bad, cheap commercials where he's superimposed, kind of floating in front of, like, meat being cut.
Oh.
Like flipping around in front of it. Like, it looks like something from... You know what? It reminds me of that Scottie Pippen commercial where he was flying in the sky and he dunked the submarine sandwich inside of a hoop. Like, it looks like something from 1992.
Okay. So the budget was... So Ja Rule, who turned down the Fast
and
the Furious...
Dude, it's Papa Cristo's Greek Euro house.
Well, I mean, okay. All right, here we go.
Peters, Papa Cristo, Peters. They got everything. I'm going to just give you a rundown of some of my favorites. They got tzatziki. Octopi tequila. Whatever, but it's good. Apple lime mano soup. Copper pizza. And they got wine, too. I'm telling you, come on down to Papa Cristo. You can't even pronounce the food. It's so good. Show them what you're working with, Papa. Show them how you do it.
Hey, Papa. Hey, where are you? Papa Cristo, are you here? Papa Cristo, are you here?
Is everyone on acid?
Wow.
How much lamb meat did he get paid in?
Exactly.
You'll take the lamb meat. It's good.
I'm just wondering, like, it's really low budget. And this place is in a strip mall. It's not like a huge chain. It looks like it's in a strip mall.
It sounds like Ja Rule couldn't pay for his lunch, so they made him do this.
He's got a shirt on that says, I love Greece, the country. I mean, I know that the Fyre Festival probably broke him, and I know that whatever money he had probably went out the window, so he's looking to do anything. But now we know he's really doing anything at this point.
Man. All right. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys should check out Ja Rule's Instagram page. It's truly entertaining, him and 50 Cent going back and forth, and just his desperation to be in the spotlight still. It's pretty great.
Yeah. I told you, a good friend of mine's dad owns a bunch of Coney Islands that, serve gyros. He's Greek. And one time we're upstairs and we thought he was having a heart attack because he was going, And he was watching the Three Stooges.
Oh, he was just laughing really hard.
Yeah, about the Three Stooges. Just sitting in front of the TV laughing about the Three Stooges. And then they had the moon landing on one day. He goes, no, it's not true. No moon.
It didn't happen.
Yes. And then they had a cat, and he would go, little lady. And then this thing would come out, go, Mrah! It was like 40 pounds. You know, mangy. And he would just throw a steak in a bowl. All right.
They got tzatziki.
I wonder what he's trying to say there.
Tzatziki sauce.
Oh, the tzatziki sauce. Okay.
The whole octopus thing, throw me. I have no idea what that is.
Hey, Papa. Hey, where are you? Papa Fish, are you here? Papa Fish, are you here?
All right, that's the wrap there. Timothy Mozgov, what do you think of that commercial?
Get this week stock out of here.
Thank right. you, Timothy Mozgov. Yeah.
Show them what you're working with, Papa. Show them how you do it.
Hey, Papa. Hey, where are you? Papa Fish, are you here? Papa Fish, are you here?
Come on down to Papa Grisco's, 2771 West Boulevard Pico. Or you can call right now and get it delivered. Papa Grisco's. Ooh, make you want to do the dance.
I mean, it does sound like he went to eat and couldn't pay the bill. So, like, while you're here, like, you know, because there was no script. It was just him reading the menu.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like he couldn't, instead, you know how there's the old thing that you wash dishes. But with Ja Rule, you don't waste that kind of celebrity.
No, of course not. I mean, you
slap your mama.
Okay, the sound effects and everything. They probably spent $45 on that commercial.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's being shown up against, you know, infomercials for the Floby. That is not airing in prime time. Mike, go ahead.
You guys need to look up Ja Rule performing at the Milwaukee Bucks halftime show from like a year ago. And he goes out there, and he's, like, trying to get everyone's attention, and it's just silent. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Nobody cares about who he is. They're literally just like, where's Giannis? Like, nobody cares about him at all. It's the best thing ever. You guys got to look it up. You can probably just listen to it, and you get the effect.
Yeah, the Fire Festival, part of the fascinating thing for me is that Ja Rule was, like, going to be the face of it.
Yeah, I know. Well, if Ja Rule's involved.
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
like, yeah, this... I mean, the Fat Boys weren't available.
What's Coolio up to? My goodness. Where has he been?
Well, he had two hits.
He did. Oh, now, I don't know if this is true, but somebody tweeted us that, okay, because 50 Cent, I guess, hates Ja Rule, and they've been going back and forth. Somebody said, fun fact, 50 Cent is actually a majority stakeholder in the Papa Cristo's franchise. When the company decided to execute an ad campaign, 50 suggested enlisting Ja Rule, and the marketing department obliged, ignorant to their prior rivalry, bringing us here. So if he's really that devious of a guy, 50 Cent, that he knew this was going to be an embarrassing campaign, so he got Ja Rule involved just so he could make fun of him.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so here's the audio of Ja Rule at the Wisconsin game.
If y'all want to win this game tonight, and the Bucks is definitely going to win tonight, let me hear y'all one time. Make some noise for the Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah, not a lot of response from the crowd there.
Not a lot of response there, no.
No. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.